Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Ross Drummond.
I'm Ali Plum.
And this is 1990s Problems.
This is an art attack. This is an art attack. This is Art Attack.
Something about in the air tonight the other day.
What?
Thank you for asking. It was about, I think it's if I saw you, you were drowning, I would not let, you know that bit? Mm. If I saw you and you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. There's this urban myth, right, that somebody, that Phil Collins saw this guy, or knew this guy who saw somebody drowning, and then, or was passing by and there's some bullshit that Phil Collins saw this guy is dying or knew, saw someone see someone dying, but he was so far away he couldn't help. And this guy didn't help. And then he invited him to a gig. And when he sang that bit, he like looked him really like intently. He's like, if and I would not lend a hand. And then there's another urban myth that the police then came in and arrested this guy for like manslaughter or something.
Speaking of urban myths, Neil Buchanan, apparently, the guy, the host, El Maestro.
Of what? What program are you?
Prince of painting. The king of crayons.
The
duke of drawing.
The not the pauper of PBA.
Not the pauper of PBA. The
galleon of glue.
The archbishop of art himself.
Arterbury.
Take that, Tony Hart. And your heartbeat.
Ugh.
And whatever.
Morph. What are you? A talented artist? Good.
Old and respected?
Yeah, sick of it.
We've got someone a bit younger who used to be, and I promise you this is true, a heavy metal called Marseille.
Marseille, bonjour.
They were originally called AC/DC, but then someone pointed out there was another band called AC/DC.
Oh, no. Marseille were the support band for Bastille recently.
You're kidding?
No.
That would be amazing.
It's a great French band name lineup.
Yeah, what else has got a French band name? Buff.
Buff.
Yeah,
they're like a doom band.
A doom band.
Buff.
I've got to get their new single.
What, Marseille?
No,
Buff. Buchanan. I was reading about that. Buchanan had an interview, and he was like, "I was at art school.
No shit.
Because I'm talent."
Yeah, I am talent.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he's like. I'm talent. Don't worry about it.
The sequel to Art Attack has got to be Art School 2. Art Attack 2, I am talent.
Art Attack 2, talent comes back at you, yo.
Woo!
The woo is in parentheses.
Of course.
And he was like, I had it. People told me you can only be one thing. He's like, if you're going to be an artist, you've got to focus on your art. And he's like, I shouldn't think so. I'm going to be in my band AC/DC because I love rock music so much. That I don't know who AC/DC are.
Whoops.
Whoops. And then he had his band.
Yeah.
And then his band didn't do very well, I don't think.
It did a bit well, did a bit bad, did a bit well. And he was on the dole for like a year.
Yeah.
And he was like, I might have to become
a children's television presenter.
Yeah.
And he apparently answered an ad.
Yeah. To number 73, the kids' TV show, CITV.
Right.
Not CITV at that point, but children's ITV, children's show.
International television.
Intervention television. We had the same fucking question, answer, not answer. Let's look it up now. Look up ITV. And let me tell you the segue I was trying to make earlier, which is, speaking of urban myths.
Go on.
Neil Buchanan, who's essentially the king of this episode of 1990s Problems.
Independent television.
Which is the podcast about 1990s TV shows that we love to love or that possibly
we're on,
hate.
We're on this show right
are
now.
Are we on it? Great, great.
Yeah, we're on it right now. We're in it.
And we're talking today about not only Art Attack, but also Zap. Ugh. But Neil Buchanan produced Zap, which is also of this
the
era.
Buke.
He also hosted one of my favourite shows, which was Finders Keepers.
What did he do in that programme?
He was the host. Was like, hi, I'm Neil Buchanan.
But what did you have to do in Finders Keepers?
Oh, right. There were two teams, yeah. Red and blue, and you had to run around this house that had been cut in half and had different rooms.
Right.
And it was essentially just pulling stuff out of drawers, trying to find different things. And so there were clues and hints and special surprises. In a great tie into a previous episode,
go on.
In fact, the previous episode, sometimes there'll be celebrity guests that you discover in a cupboard.
Like R. Kelly.
A little.
Is that where R. Kelly got the concept for Trapped in the Closet from?
Yeah, there was a little person under the sink.
In the closet, Neil Buchanan in the closet.
It was a midget.
He's a midget. Doing a big ad attack in the closet.
Using a lot of poster paint in the closet.
Rooting around, using a load of shit to make some art in the closet.
Using potato cutouts in the closet.
And that's been Trapped in the Art Closet.
Wow, that was a great...
That was good.
Really great mini moment. Yeah.
Great, then. I'll probably auto-tune that afterwards, so...
That's great news. We are...
But you just auto-tuned yourself.
What I love about Art Attack is it's making me fucking seven again. I love painting. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is in 2008, some people on Facebook said Neil Buchanan had died.
Now...
Everyone's favourite art teacher. They never actually had.
Don't want to poo-poo this urban myth.
But he hasn't died.
He's not dead.
No. He
Buchanan's
lives in Rye.
Right on.
Rye.
Neil Buchanan is alive and well. £50 can get you a signed framed print for Christmas.
Is this from neilbuchanan.com?
As I live and breathe, yes.
As he lives and breathes.
I wonder if we do a who is lookup. That is a lookup.
He was born in 1961, which makes him currently just 53 years old. Pretty young.
Pretty young. Have you seen his recent photography?
He's got a very funky haircut. A little floppy fringy thing.
His website, what he's managed to do is he's written the words Neil Buchanan, like kind of artsy, because he's an artist, right?
Mm.
And the N and the B interlock in a magical way. If you guys are listening at home and you're on, I don't know, something connected to the internet. Let's face it, who's not connected on the these days?
You can't get away from the internet these days.
Online.
It stalks me.
When am I offline? Kill yourself.
I have a colour phone.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't be prejudiced.
Yeah, I have a colour phone. I play Snake on it.
Do you?
No.
Okay. No. Anyway, Buchanan's up there. He's got neilbuchanan.com. He's online. And he's selling art still.
Oh, good for him.
Good on him. So I feel like we've got an Amazon affiliates account now because somebody told us to get it.
Yeah.
But we can buy Zap. But I don't want the money from Zap.
No,
I'll tell you why later on.
But yeah, Art Attack, I think we can safely say that we both love Art Attack.
Art Attack is... excuse my French. Is effing great.
It's flipping wonderful.
I love it.
Just before we fully dig into this podcast, we need to announce our sponsors.
Today, who are you sponsored by?
I'm sponsored by... Wait, hang on. That was the opening of a Duff beer.
Duff beer.
I have a genuine Duff beer. I can't get enough.
Legendary Duff beer.
Of this wonderful Duff.
You won't get up the Duff if you're drinking some of us.
Duff beer. That would be great that if you had an alcohol that says, we promise that you cannot conceive on this.
It's really, that's whiskey.
You'll be too blind drunk.
Yeah, you won't be able to
You'll work. Have no aim. Because of this bit. You know what? This is a very good website.
NeilBuchanan.co.uk.
Neil Buchanan art photography about Neil. What does it say about Neil?
I mean, I'm just trying to see. What I'm trying to do is a who is lookup.
You're doing lots of
nerdy
stuff.
Neil Buchanan, because I want to. Then you'll be able to find out where he lives.
He lives in Rye, in Surrey.
Yeah, but does he?
Yes.
This is like.
Why am I so squeaky today?
I don't know. What have you been doing, man?
It's the art.
Oh, it's not available. I don't know why I'm doing a who is lookup. It's fucking boring.
Anyway, Neil Buchanan's awesome. He had his fingers in many pies over the 90s. Finders Keepers, something to do with mystery.
He bought back the rights for Art Attack. Look, he's quite a savvy businessman.
Because originally it was a little featurette or a little segment on Number 73, which is an old kids' TV show from the 80s, which had Sandy Toksvig off the news quiz on it. She was one of the people there.
That's
and
cool.
There was a little section. It's a bit like how The Simpsons got started. The Simpsons were part of another TV show, and then they got pulled
Family
out
Guy.
Because they were so... That's correct, yes. The infamous The Family Guy.
The Family Guy, and they were
from
in,
the 80s, yes.
And then they were like, how about these yellow people? And The Simpsons had started.
There's a really brown mark on my Duff beer. I don't think we want
that
to...
That doesn't look good.
I don't think we want to be sponsored by Duff anymore.
Duff. Up the Duff.
We are out with the Duff. But anyway, yeah, so... That got spun off into its own TV show. He bought the rights back from STV.
And then...
History was made.
History was made. Art Attack. Great.
How many seasons did it have? It was a ridiculous
number. I mean, like, it just goes on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's great.
It's just so bloody good. It started in 1990, which is perfect for us.
Right at the beginning.
And I think it ended in the mid-noughties, but actually got rebooted.
I talked to my pal tonight before I left.
Oh, you got a pal, do you?
And I said to him, I was asking the guys, do you remember, what's your sort of favourite Art Attack? Which ones do you remember? And they're like, oh, I just remember all of them. I can't really remember anything specific.
They were all so good. They melded
like,
into
huge.
One.
And they're also all just quite vague.
Yeah.
But impressive to watch. And he said he's got a daughter and he was like, oh, Art Attack exists still on Disney Juniors. It's got some other guy presenting it.
It was bought up by Disney because they wanted to have their own show.
Yeah.
In many ways, I'm really envious of Neil Buchanan because he wins two BAFTAs off the back of this entirely
award-winning program
show, which is not only fun but actually genuinely
he's a
educational.
Scouser.
He's from Liverpool. At the risk of offending.
I mean, that's impressive that he's on television, isn't it?
No, Brookside did pretty good.
Brookside did well
for a while.
The Beatles.
Yeah, they're all right.
Liverpool doing okay.
They're doing okay.
Shout out to all my Alpuds.
Alpuda. Anyway, the Pudsters, as I call them.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, no, he was just like... If I found Tony Hart, his arch rival. They had a lot of beefs.
Hold on a second. You think Tony Hart is the rival. Wouldn't you say... Now, it tracks back to... You were telling about Neil Buchanan being dead.
Yeah, you were about to get into dark territory.
Well, that's where I think that rumour is from, because people think Neil Buchanan... I'm not going to make any jokes about this, because I...
No, there's no humour here,
There's no humour there. Mark Spate of Smart...
S, capital M, art.
Yeah. He died. We lost him. And I think that's where people... That's where I think that concept started. Or people just like to think that children's TV presenters are dead. Maybe in some sort of like fucking what's the name? Freudian way. Like people are like, now I'm an adult. I've got to associate the death.
Maybe. It was Mark Spate did pass away in April 2008. Great name, Mark Warwick Fordham Spate. I really liked him too, actually. In fact, I may have preferred he was a bit cooler
He
was cooler
frosting.
Than he did a frosting.
But so did Buchanan.
Buchanan's hair
feel like should have its own credit on Art Attack.
Mm.
It's so fucking strong.
It was a work of art.
you're telling me?
Yeah.
The first Art Attack episode, they actually have... It's just Neil Buchanan in makeup.
He's just doing his hair.
And then just doing his hair. It's the volume, the hair dryer.
He said, what I'm doing is I'm just pulling back the hair. I'm teasing
it. But he does it so... He talks... He's got that art teacher on telly thing of speaking very gently.
Mm.
He's like, it's very easy. All you have to do, this is it. So you get there and it's sort of slightly nasally.
Mm.
And you relax. You sit down.
You're going under.
You're going deeper underground.
Look into my eyes, children. You're feeling very sleepy.
You're feeling sleepy now, aren't you? That Duff beer's kicking in, isn't it?
Ignore the brown mark on the top of the foam.
It's just... your imagination.
No, you're under. He was a very charming, very patient. What I found amazing about watching the show, even as a child, I'd go, he isn't always talking.
No.
And so often it would be just like link to link.
He's concentrating because he's doing some sick art.
When he was actually doing the art thing, there was no noise. There was sometimes a little bit of music in the background, but it was him just doing it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great music all the way through, right? The intro is phenomenal.
The intro music is very good.
Has In the Air Tonight drums.
I really, really wish that it was actually Marseille doing some heavy metal. Yeah. Art!
Do you think...
Art! Dark!
Do you think Marseille were heavy, that heavy? I reckon, I'm thinking 70s.
More Led Zepp.
It's going to be more like, yeah, what a jack. Yeah, jack. Yeah, right.
I think they won the Battle of the Bands, and it was it was a Liverpool Battle of the Bands, and Brian May and Freddie Merck gave them the big gold star.
Is that correct?
And then Freddie Mercury at the end said, here's some of my own rock. And then he sang, and then he said, try it at home.
I thought you were going to get really rude and be like, here's some of my own rock, and like, and then show like his erect penis.
No.
Sorry.
That would be rude. I'm glad we didn't say it.
Yeah, no, I would have hated that.
Like, thank God.
But yeah, Art Attack's cool. I think when I was watching it just then, I was like, well, two things. I never made any of this stuff.
Did you not?
No.
I distinctly remember making one.
Go on. What
the
did you
one
make?
I made, and I actually found it because I had to hunt it down.
Yeah.
Was called papier mâché.
Oh yeah, papier mâché on Art Attack. Go on.
Papier mâché balloon trousers.
These trousers you can wear? What do you do with the balloon trousers?
Take a balloon.
Sure.
You take some wet bits of newspaper.
That sounds like everything in Art Attack.
Dip it in glue and then like put layer upon layer upon layer of this soft, wet paper onto a balloon.
Mm.
Then you cut off around the egg like an egg, around the top like an egg.
Yeah.
Then you add like two polystyrene cups to make feet. And then you paint it. After you let it dry and all that stuff, into whatever you want. So it could be a nappy or a pair of dungarees or whatever.
Long johns.
Long johns. Tights. Kinky boots.
Get on your boots.
Get on your boots. By the way, when are we getting some merch?
We haven't got any merch for Art Attack. Speaking of merch, if the Art Attack jumper...
Two flavours.
Fucking amazing.
Would you like it red or would you like it blue?
It's like Pokemon.
Except for they had yellow and gold and silver.
Not originally.
Original. Original flavour.
Shout out to all my Poke fans.
Poke fans.
I was just playing Pokemon before we came out tonight. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah, I'm a grown man.
What level is your Mewtwo?
I don't have a Mewtwo. I tried to get one on the trade-in network, and some French kid tried to shank me. So I was like, fuck off.
You got shivved by a
French
kid? I
got shivved by a Frenchie, yeah. Buchanan wouldn't stand for that.
Was he the lead singer of Boff?
No, he's the lead singer of... What's the lead singer of Buff?
It wasn't his.
Yeah, he was like, I am a buff you, I'm out.
And then he just shivved you.
He shivved me, right, in my Ash Ketchums.
Oh, that was a deep pull. Except it wasn't, because you were literally just playing it.
I was, but he's not in it anymore.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh, because I was obviously using my Digimon.
Digital monsters.
And I was battling one of my many friends.
But anyway, yeah, so I was playing that, and what were we talking about? Talking about a jumper. And I got
distracted. You really wanted to buy his Art Attack jumper, right?
I've got to assume you can buy the Art Attack jumper. Because
I think you can assume a
internet.
Lot of things. When I googled Neil Buchanan interview, there weren't as many thousands as I was hoping for.
Art Attack jumper to buy.
Right, let's have a look.
What Art Attack jumper, eBay. Here we go, baby.
The natural home
if
of all
is,
things Art Attack.
I'm going to buy one right now. Fuck yes.
Guess
that
what?
Is amazing.
It's a buy it now. It's a buy it now.
There's a few. Oh my God, there's one with the head on it.
We need to talk about the head. Introduced into season 3 of the 20 seasons
what
that
do you
there
think?
Have been.
Right,
the Art Attack head
seasons.
Is a big rubber Roman bust.
Let's try and walk through the situation, right? First season, great. Neil, no, thanks for coming in today.
Yep.
You go have to do a Scouse accent for me, please, Ali.
Nope. Nope. That's going to be a no there.
Oh, I'm trying to do some good roleplay. Thanks for coming in, Neil. First two seasons are great. We took on your idea that we'll get the band in to do sort of live music in between, but don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, that's a bugger.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it just doesn't stick well with kids. Rock. We don't think the leather's going to work.
Let me just
and
give
chains.
It one more try. One more try.
No. So what we've decided is what we need is like a cool character. Like, what do you think of when you think of art?
I must say I think of Picasso.
And so do 5 to 10-year-olds, which are our target demographic. But what we're really thinking is that a lot of kids will probably be going to art exhibitions, and they're fed up seeing these statues, and they're not moving.
I have a great idea.
Go on.
I think a Roman bust made of rubber with a really silly voice and a wiggly head should waggle up and down... And then repeat everything I've said in the art lesson.
And then cry at the end.
And then do a really poor version of what I've done.
Yeah.
And then wiggle his head some more and make a very lame joke.
Well, I mean, that's offensive to our joke writers on Art Attack, Neil, but fine. We're in. He's in. The head. Bring him in.
What should we call him?
I mean, I don't really care.
How about the head?
Yeah, sounds good. Meeting adjourned.
Hello.
See you at the bar. Hello. Who said hello again? What was the character
the
from last
casting
week?
Director of
casting
Gladiators.
Casting director of Gladiators. He's also casting director of Art Attack.
There's a great cross parallel.
Yeah. Well, they all went to the 90s. Everyone was working.
They just needed jobs.
Listen, we all need jobs.
Jobs for the boys.
So Art Attack jumpers are on available.
Why haven't
now.
You bought one yet?
Because.
Yeah, you can pick red, orange, green, blue, and grey.
Who the fuck?
If you buy red, I'll
night.
Buy blue. Right now.
Who would you get? And then we take a picture.
That's correct. And I think that should be on the iTunes homepage. What do you think, listeners? Petition your local iTunes MP.
Actually, I just want to quickly have a quick shout out to the listeners.
Hello, listeners.
Hi, listeners. How are you? I miss you.
Why don't you call anymore?
I don't know. Why don't you ever tweet when I say tweet? But why, more importantly, when I've spent £2.73 on a Gladiators CD, do you not enter a competition that I've made incredibly hard to enter?
That was quite difficult to enter.
It was. But what we've done since then...
We've changed.
We've changed.
We've grown as people.
We're different now. Please take us back.
Love me.
Love me. Hold me. But basically, we've got an email address now, haven't we?
Let's hear it.
1990s podcast.
1990 Essa.
Papa. Oscar.
Delta.
Charlie.
Art Attack.
Splat. Tango.
Like it.
1990s, the numbers, 1990s podcast at gmail.com. Dot company.
Come.
So, yeah, we've got an email address now. So if you want, I think maybe people are perturbed because they sit at home.
We've got a new
on the
idea.
Bus or on the bike.
Just email in and
just
you might
email
win.
In. Email in just with what you think your best big Art Attack idea would be.
Do you want to know what my best big Art Attack was that I watched?
Yeah.
It's also Neil's favourite himself.
How do you know that?
Because I watched maybe 50 minutes of the best of Art Attack.
5-0 or 1-5?
5-0.
You watched 50 minutes of the best of Art Attack.
Well, I may have jumped a few things.
Skip through. That sounds good though, man.
But the one he did actually required taxi cabs.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Traffic cones.
Yeah, look out.
Look out. And a massive crane. Because obviously, what amazed me about all of these big Art Attacks is that you have to give it the impression of what it's doing. Because the big Art Attacks, for those who've never watched the show, also hello.
Hi.
Were essentially creating a really big piece of quote-unquote art,
yeah.
Some kind of structure or thing,
yeah.
That when you looked at it from above, kind of came to life.
Came to be something.
And looked like something. So as you were doing it, you'd go, what is he doing? What's he creating? And, you know, it might be crunching up bits of fake money to create a...
No, that was real money.
Was it real money?
Of the queen.
Of the queen. So he creates the queen out of money. And he just drops it on the floor.
Which is, it's like quite interesting art, that, because it's one time offensive, because you're crumpling up Her Majesty, at the same time creating a picture of her.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
And then he crinkled it a bit more, and then he stuffed it off his jumper.
And then he fucking did one, because he's a cheeky scouser trying to earn money.
He didn't mean that, listeners. He was just grabbing for the choke. He just reached for it.
Grabbed it like Buchanan did at the end of the set. He went straight into that props cupboard and he did one. He's like, this is Art Attack. And he just ran out. Money was flying everywhere.
I bet if I were Neil Buchanan, like, I would all the time walk down the street going...
I bet he loves that. If you find Neil, if you're listening...
Hey, Neil.
Let us know if you stole any money from the props cupboard of Art Attack.
Also.
Go on.
Hello.
But yeah, the big Art Attack's really good.
Yeah, that was a really good one. But the one I'm talking about is with the taxis.
Yeah.
He got these guys to drive their taxis in a circle, two circles, and connecting between these two circles were these orange traffic cones, which when you looked at it from the crane,
yeah,
was a cycle, a bicycle.
I've seen that, but it wasn't taxis.
What was it? Just black cars?
Just black cars. Alfa Romeos.
What?
There were the cars.
This is Top Gear.
No. If it was.
I hate the car. It's an awful car. Look at it go really slowly. But I love it.
That's a really good
topic. I hate the car.
We should review 90s Top Gear because it's absolutely nothing like Top Gear is today. It was genuinely just four blokes driving around in reviewing boring.
It wasn't even
cars.
Four blokes. It was just like a bloke.
It was Jeremy Clarkson, Tiff Nadell, Quentin Wilson.
Quentin Wilson, who went on to Fifth Gear.
So did Tiff.
Which was, as everyone knows,
great.
Bad.
And then Top Gear went on to be racist, misogynistic, sexist, and Jeremy Clarkson can die.
He can at any point. It's within his power. Does he?
God's will.
No, because he fails at most things.
Ugh. Anyway.
Gets a job, Jeremy.
Big show. Jezza.
J-Dog. Yeah, other big artifacts I like. Obviously, the Queen thing. That was great.
Yeah.
And another one I remember.
My favourite one. Go and on. He did a few of them. And when I brought this up today, a lot of people, and I think this will might jar the memory of a few.
Jog
salt.
It.
Salt.
Oh, yeah.
If I say the word salt to you, what do you think?
I think, don't put on my penis.
Peanuts. Don't put on your peanuts.
Yes. What did you think I said?
I don't know. Sorry, I thought you said something else. Don't right. put on my peanuts. Well, I like salted peanuts.
Oh.
But I'll tell you something else I like. I like dark rooms. And I like when...
I would love that to be in your on your Tinder profile.
Shout out to that guy that did. He was chatting up girls on Tinder, and he just said, "Hey, do you know Dave?" And this girl replied and said... And he went, sorry, "Hey, do you know Dave?" No reply. And then he messaged again and said, "The TV show." This girl went, "Yeah, I love Man vs. Food."
You mean the TV channel is his first mistake?
Well, maybe he said channel. Listen, it was spur of the moment. And people make mistakes when they're nervous.
They do, and when there's a girl talking to you,
anyway,
then you say the wrong thing.
I like dark rooms. And what I like to do is get salt, and lots of it, in a large tub. And then I like to just strew it along the floor to create artwork.
What would it turn into?
Well, Buchanan did one that I remember is... It's a wintry night. If you could do some sound effects for me. It's a wintry night, and Neil... Ooh. He's leaving the Art Attack Studios. The wind is high that night. The money is just billowing out of his Art Attack jumper that he's... he sees a scary door. Dracula's Cove or Corner, it says. And then he hears a fright and there's some thunder. And a horse. And he goes, "I know what. I'm going to draw on the floor and make a Dracula with some salt that I've got in my pockets."
Dracula.
And then he does it and it's brilliant.
Can we just play a little bit of an Art Attack as he does his thing? Because the music was interesting. It was kind of cutie. And...
I'll do this one, because this is the salt one.
That's his salt.
And, you know, the irony of it is Neil's just a real salt-of-the-earth kind of guy, you know what I mean? So look, here it is. I'm just loading it
up
now.
Don't look, because you can't.
Don't look, because it's a radio podcast. That's not far off from your own...
Fake bats in the sky on strings.
Neil. Oh, thank goodness I've got a giant... Oh, it's garlic powder because it's Dracula, but it's not salt. Who has coves and coves of garlic powder? Here we go.
He was a really good mimer.
He was.
Here's some cheeky music that really gets me going.
Feeling alone tonight. This is pure 90s music.
Could this be porn?
Pouring salt on the floor, yeah. Making some garlic powder artwork. Oh yeah, here we go, stepped up a level. So much salt, it's just a waste. Just a close-up of salt being poured out.
The prop work on this was really, really impressive. Like, it wasn't just that he was a good artist or whatever, but...
And at the end, at that.
It genuinely does look like Dracul, Vlad the Impaler, but in the actual, like, studio where he did most of his work.
Yeah.
Giant pencils, as big as
huge
a big thing.
Huge props.
Mad props to this guy.
Yeah, he's you know, like the
big
pencils
crayons.
You get when you're on holiday? Like the big pencils when you're on holiday.
Are you thinking of the swimming pool noodles?
Oh, good God, no. I'm thinking about...
Oh, good God, no!
I'm thinking about when you go to, like, you're like your second... You're, like, great-aunt or your second cousin.
What, in Blackpool?
No, not... Well, like that level. Blackpool, they go to, like, Corfu. They go to Tenerife. and they come back. They're like, oh, I've got you a giant pencil. It's got... It
says Majorca
big,
on it.
Yeah, it's got, like, artwork on it. Not Buchanan kind of artwork, just, like, normal artwork.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then usually had a little pack of little pencils and attached to it. Do you remember them?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember my point now, but they were that's what the ones in the back of the Art Attack studio looked like, didn't they?
Mm.
Big fold and stuff. But I'm just going to play the end of this because look out. He's.
Dracula just turned
Dracula
up.
Dracula appeared. And now they're just running around. I mean, it's just nonsense.
A lot of it was just kind of very kiddie sketches. When he said it was between 5 to 10, it is very much that. And he is he's not a terrible, like, you know, basic, sketchy, kiddie comedian. I think it's a really difficult thing to do to know what will appeal to kids, not patronise them too much, but will actually get some teaching in there.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I feel like people... I was just always envious. I can only assume it was... It allowed a lot of people to be really good at art. You talked about making some balloon
trousers.
Oh, no, definitely.
It certainly, quote-unquote, inspired me.
I just wasn't... I think there's two things. I'm not going to blame anyone, but I think I just, like... I feel like I wanted to make some of these things. Mum was like, we're not making that.
We can't afford yogurt. You can't have the pots.
Yeah. Or it's like, oh, it's going to make a mess of that.
I tell you what used to annoy me is that he would, because he could... use as much paint.
Just mental,
as much. He'd break paint brushes and, you know, get stuff all over his clothes and take a towel and wipe it. If I use that much poster paint, if I got some red poster paint,
I don't think he had it in Scotland.
From the poster paint shop.
Poster paint.
And it was always in the shape a little bit like a squished or a run over Coke bottle.
Yeah.
With a little fairy washing up liquid tap. Mm. Which always got gummed up and gunky.
Yeah.
His would never be gummed up and gunky.
No, he's got runners to clean
them. I saw one earlier where he just draws circles in paint.
Yeah.
Tiny circle, little bigger, little bigger, little bigger. Then he takes a stick and just goes from the centre and then streaks it out. And I go, oh, that's nice. How much that cost? About a tenner's worth of bloody paint.
How much pocket money are you getting, Neil?
Honestly. And then he always has with his catchphrase, try it at home.
Try it at home.
With how much money and paint,
Neil? Toilet roll. Also, the kids that did it, I think... their bedrooms must have just filled up with so much shit that they'd made. Like, there's one I watched, it's like, hey, now, I know a lot of you readers complain about not having enough space in your bedroom. So what
we're going to build a house.
We're going to build... A lot of you readers are complaining that your mum and dad don't love you anymore. We're going to build an orphanage for you.
A lot of your parents have been telling us that they can't afford the bloody paint. So we're going to use animal blood.
It's like Pete Doherty. He used his own blood there. yeah, there was one who was just like, I can't imagine being a parent during the Art Attack era. Be like, Mum, Mummy, Daddy.
It was a bad era.
I want to make paper mache versions of myself so I can put them on the bookends. It'd be like, we just went to IKEA and bought you a lot of flat pack furniture. It's nice and tidy in your room now. Why are you trying to fuck it all up?
We bought you the fucking Super Ted bed sheets. Shut up.
Listen, Trace the Island there. That's not the one off Blue Peter. That's one that we've bought from Toys R Us, and you're going to like it. It's got sound effects. It's got everything. You want to come in here. You want to cut up the comic books. You want to cut up issues of the Beano so you can make some envelopes. Are you kidding me? We'll go to Staples.
To be fair, I did do that one.
You did the...
That was a nice treat for the audience.
My pleasure.
I think we might have to apologise.
So, sorry about that. What happened there was I just did a Ross Art Attack.
You did a mouth fart attack.
Yeah,
I did the Beano thing where...
If you made anything on Art Attack
we
as well,
took an you take an envelope, you unfurl the envelope, then you put the envelope onto the Beano or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You draw around it, then you kind of fold it back in again.
I mean, that's not art. That's just...
It's crafty. I like it. I like crafty things.
I know somebody else that does as well.
I think you need to start talking about Zap because that will re-enthuse you because you absolutely love the Zap. Zap was a show that was produced by Neil.
Yeah, Buchanan, man, what are you doing? Cashing in on
He played a character on that show called Smarty Arty.
I mean, it feels wrong to... I've been so positive about Art Attack. Art Attack was great. I feel sorry for the parents that had to deal with all the crap that kids wanted to make.
I remember being frustrated that I couldn't do everything that you said was so easy.
Yeah, I was pants at art. So rubbish. Still to this day, just rubbish at drawing, any of that skills, just awful. Can I write songs? Sure. Would they be as good as the band Neil Buchanan was in?
Marseille?
Non.
Mais non.
Excusez-moi, je déteste les
art.
Chansons.
What is the name of your band?
My band name is Cheap Meat.
Yeah.
We played a gig on Wednesday. You were there, weren't you, Annie?
And it was very good.
Thank you.
You did the good rock and roll music.
I did. Try to. And hopefully I succeeded in some people's eyes.
I think you did. No, Art Attack is brilliant. I think we should just quickly jump back to the little... After that vampire section...
There goes to the...
There's the head. The head
talks. The head, to me, that's the gateway. Buchanan came up with a head. He's like, you know what? You know what would be good?
Hello.
20 more minutes of this just nonsense. And then Zap was created.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's cut it into tiny bits.
Let's cut it into tiny bits and just piss everyone off.
Let's just have a little bit of the head. Let's hear what jokes he's about to make.
Oh, look out.
This is going to be some pretty lame jokage.
Jeff. Oh, you missed the punchline. Hold on.
This is going to be great.
Wait till the payoff comes. There you go. Wiggling his head like any.
Things like that do not scare me in the least. Do you want to see my garlic powder picture?
This rubbish picture of a ghost. And then when it boinged up.
It always boinged up.
Boing.
There was a little boing
that is
in this.
You know when we go, comedy, that is the sound of, like, to those people. They're like,
in its rawest form, comedy sounds like a boing.
It was covering up the sounds of, like, some sort of...
screaming researcher.
Writer that is, like, just... That was the sound of a shotgun going off in his mouth. Boing. Oh, fuck's sake, what am I doing? I wanted to be a comedy writer.
Why did I buy a shotgun that made a boing noise? Yeah. That was my biggest mistake.
Boing.
Why life is terrible.
I hate this Beretta boinger.
It's a double-barreled boinger. What else is he about to do? It's going to be great. So the joke there is that he's scared of not only scary art, but also of his own art.
He's terrifying as a human. If you were in a room...
He has no arms or legs.
He's got no arms or legs.
Does he make art?
Doesn't his nose.
His mouth.
I saw that thing about that where somebody had motor neuron disease. They just made art with their... eyelids.
That's awesome.
It's pretty fucking cool. What do you think you would give out of 1,992? Hold on. I'll try and do it in Neil Buchanan's voice. What would you give Art Attack now? Just over here. Just a little bit over this. You're doing that nicely now. Out of 1,990, what would you give Art Attack? What would you rate it?
Try it yourself. Try it yourself.
We've been getting loads of posts in. People just love these envelopes.
Well,
but if you could stop posting them because we've got no fucking space.
Can you see the massive crayon? I have a really big glue here.
I'm huffing it just trying to get through this episode.
I don't have a big enough nostril to put the cap of this glue up my schnoz. It's very difficult, but why don't you try it yourself? I would give this... Well, the thing is, I always bring into the show the element of, would I want my kids to watch it? If I hadn't any kids, I think it's a shame that this is on the Disney Channel now.
I would get PVA glue and then...
You'd wear your PVC.
Put it on their eyelids and then open their eyes until the PVA glue set and be like, you're going to watch this program and you're going to like it.
I remember enjoying it, but I was always waiting for another show that
was
cool.
What were you waiting for? What was on After Art Attack?
It wasn't a 3:30 show because that was for total toddlers.
It was come home
probably
for that,
a 4 o'clock show.
Wasn't Art Attack 4 o'clocker?
I think it's a 4 o'clocker.
And then what was on After Art Attack? I associate Zap being on afterwards and just being like, oh, for
I remember
fuck's
Zap
sake.
Being on first, and that was for young people. I would say I'm going to blow your mind about Zap. I would give Art Attack out of 1,990.
Yep. Go ahead.
My traditional positive one is 1,700. I am going to give this probably 1,603.
Okay.
I think it's great, but it is dated. It is silly. It doesn't have the rewatchability. It's fun in a nostalgic way, but I'd say to somebody who'd never watched Sabrina before, go watch Sabrina. And I'd say to someone who's never watched Fresh Prince before, go watch Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
As much as I like Art Attack and as much as it's great for when you're young, I wouldn't say, hey, I'm watching 2 hours of Art Attack this evening. You know, I'll just...
Hey, wait. Ali's fallen into his pit of despair again. He's just watching Art Attack on loop.
Oh, God. Put away his boing gun.
He's not getting out of bed again. He's just watching Art Attack and crying.
Speaking of crying, what do you give yours out of?
I'm
going to
give it 1,881. Also the year Pablo Picasso was born.
That's super high and super,
I just looked
up
what Pablo Picasso was born and I wanted to give it an arty year. So that's it. 1881, Pablo Picasso.
That's the highest rating we've given anything.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec. Who else was born?
Who was born in the 17th century?
Rembrandt. We'll do him.
I bet he was born.
I liked him. Black backgrounds. This is an art podcast.
By the way, when they reboot.
All right, 1606.
Great. Now we're cooking.
Now we're Rembrandting.
When they rebooted CITV's version of Art Attack, they changed the head to a palm tree called Vincent Van Coconut.
Are you kidding me?
I am not joking.
That is amazing. Vincent Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh.
Coconut.
I'm just trying to think how they got that. Vincent Van Gogh, which is the Dutch pronunciation. Vincent Van Gogh. Vincent Van Gogh, if you're a
American.
Mrs. Van Coconut.
I wonder whether...
Coconuts for Vincent Van Coconut.
It's a funny punny that will make everyone laugh till their tummies hurt. there's another great big Art Attack, which we forgot to mention. I think you had on the screen earlier, which is when he takes the contents of some airport luggage and then turns it into
great
an airplane.
One. Yeah, he's fed up. He's about to go on holiday, and he's like, oh, I've been out. I was about to go on holiday,
with
and there was
family.
Delays. So
you know,
I went to a Wetherspoons and I drank a whole pint of bitter Boddingtons and then I punched a waitress in the face and then I thought, I better soak up a blood with the remainders of these suitcase items and duty free I've got. So I came up with my next Art Attack, which is a Wetherspoons employee's eye socket just bursting with blood.
This took such a dark turn. He never did that. We love you, Neil. And if we could get you on an interview, we'd be over the moon because you seem like a genuinely really nice guy.
Really lovely. And I would ask him if he ever punched a person with a spoon.
He's won two BAFTAs. He doesn't punch anyone.
Do you think Neil gets it?
Gets what?
Funny.
Of course he gets it.
Do you reckon he gets it? I don't know. He created Zap. We'll talk about it. But anyway, that is Art Attack.
Can I sound stupid just for a second?
Art Attack. I mean, when don't you sound stupid? carry on.
I only realised when I was doing research for the show that Art Attack was a pun on heart attack. And then I thought, what a weird thing to name a show after.
That is weird, yeah. I thought it was just because your senses were attacked with art.
Nope. It sounds like heart attack, hence Art Attack. Hence,
that's dark, isn't it?
Art and heartbeat and...
Heartbeat.
You see? So... That's why. I feel like such an idiot.
Pencil and paper alert! Pencil and paper alert.
Bash! Crash!
And paper mache. Just so much. If you made anything with paper mache as a child.
Yes.
At home.
Yes.
Tweet us.
I'll tweet at you.
As if you did. Fuck off.
I really did. Watch the potty mouth, and yes, I did.
That just annoys me. I think I've just got repressed rage because I didn't make anything out of mashed potato.
Yeah, nor did I. Also, paper we've got to do Bodger and Badger.
Badger.
That annoyed me as well. Badger. Anyway, yeah, we need to talk about Zap. And
please.
Before you start ragging on Zap, I want to tell you something that's going to blow your tiny mind about it.
Okay.
We both hate Zap. We have very strong memories
so
of not liking Zap.
Hate it.
Did you know it was actually made specifically for deaf kids?
Oh. Fuck you, as if.
Zap.
You kidding me?
Is a TV show.
They just made me sound like you were about to.
Is made and was made for deaf children. And that's why everything was so signposted. And why it was a comic book that came to life. Because if you'll remember, no one ever talks.
No.
Whenever anything ever happens, would be, I think I better go here. A little bit Mr. Beanie. And that's why you always had it in a white case. And it always had it in the top left. Meanwhile. It was for deaf children.
How am I going to shit on this program
and
for 15 minutes?
I had no idea until I researched this show. I remember loathing it.
It was so boring.
All the jokes were
so
dumb.
Obvious. And I feel like, you know what? Even if you were deaf, you shouldn't be subjected to this bullshit.
I think we can still rag on it for not being funny, but I just want to point out that for all of the like idiosyncrasies we're going to talk about, why don't they talk properly? Why is it all so dumbed down? It's because... The kids that are meant to watch it can't hear.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I can't believe you right now. That's upset me a lot. I was just so angry at Zap. Because of the intro, this kid's in the corner shop. He's like, oh, what comic should I buy?
He's wearing a red shirt.
What does that mean?
Well, it's obviously it's a Neil Buchanan production.
Oh, I see, right. Is that Buchanan? Is that like an Easter egg? Neil would ensure in all Neil Buchanan productions that all the children wore red shirts.
He, by the way, Zap is spelt capital Z, AP exclamation mark. It's the television comic.
I can't make any jokes about the death.
Genres right include children's, death comedy, slapstick, comedy.
Def Jam.
Doom rock.
Doom rock. You know what? Speaking of doom rock, that's funny you say that because...
There were 131 episodes of Zap.
Fuck you, Zap. Listen, the intro, the very first episode, this is this kid. He's in the corner shop. He's like, ka-ding, ka-ding, walks in. He's like, oh, I fancy a comic. I'm not going to go for any cool branded comic. I'm not going to get the Beano. I'm not going to get Dandy. I'm not going to get maybe one of those ones where you pay 99p for the first one.
No, he's going to get the one with a free TV zapper.
Why would you? Why would you? Ask? If I presented you with a series of things that were cool, you would not pick the least cool thing.
I would
and
like
then
something
create
with...
a television program off the back of it.
I want a free TV zapper so I could change what was on TV when my parents were watching it. Because they always had the buttons, yeah. And I wanted it.
Oh, sick of the buttons. I want to watch... I wish I could just watch shit sketches over and over again. That's what Zap is.
It, by the way, it was only the first season where it was a kid walking to a newsagent's getting
it. What did
they
do afterwards?
In the second season, it just had the giant comic in a room, in a totally like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm
like,
high as hell. I'm walking into this weird dreamscape. I'm trying to stay witchy bitches, but I can't, because this is massive 18-foot comic.
I'm witchy
with
enough, yeah.
People... coming out of it,
and there's just like drone music, it's like Sunom. Do you know Sunom the band? Or Sun? It's like, yeah, just crazy.
Let's
like,
do the theme tune. Let's open up Zap. Let's open up the comic that comes to life.
You'd
with a free
be...
TV zapper. This was on between 1993 and 2001. It still made episodes. There were 15 episodes produced in 2001.
Yeah,
and it is still rebroadcast on the CRTV channel. They were going to redo it for the 30th anniversary of CRTV in January 2013.
But no one dared associate themselves with this piece
of
shit.
But due to licensing issues, I bet they really hold on to this one with a tight fist. They didn't let it.
Who holds on to the license for Zap?
Neil. Here it comes.
Cannons. Keep it on lockdown.
Cuthbert Lily, he's dead silly. He was a clown. He essentially got into scrapes and was silly. Daisy dared
she
you.
She's a shit Dennis the Menace.
She's Minnie the Minx, and she told people, hey, why don't you try this and gunge?
Buchanan! And you know what?
He's smarty arty where he was like
stupid
a
fucking hands.
Black
man.
And white things would come to life. Then there were these rubber gloves that did magic.
I don't know why I'm so angry at it, but it just really. There he is, electricity. And then it's trippy as hell. Ooh, and listen to this. That's like guitar, like. Welcome, Dr. Bell! Oh no, it's a stupid sketch. Right, no.
This is Cuthbert Lily. He is essentially Pee Wee Herman. He's a big pink suit.
He's masturbating in
cinemas.
And
he walks around knocking into things. The sound that was on the show, again, for deaf children, was boing, splat.
Yeah, because...
And that's why on the screen it would have the comic book symbols of crash, splat, whoops.
Whoop, oopsie.
I've written some of my favourites down.
How could you? There aren't any.
When they open a door, it would go creaking.
Did they say creaking? Did they consult you? Now, you did some great...
Sound effects.
Foley work, thank you. Mick Foley work.
Well, Foley work is, of course, when you actually use objects. I was just doing...
And Mick Foley work is where you are one of the different alter egos of the WWE wrestler Mick Foley to do sound effects.
That is undeniably correct.
So they just did loads of, like, all that stuff. But I wrote this down, because like, I was talking, I said this. Why would anyone even, like, well, I talked about it. Why would you even choose Zap?
It's a sketch show, by the way. It's just different sketches of different things.
I remember hating it as a child.
I loathed it. It was always on when you wanted to watch something else.
It was like, oh, maybe there'll be a good cartoon on in a minute. Maybe Biker Mice from Mars will be on in a second.
Maybe it's nearly over. What annoyed me about it is that my parents would say, okay, you can watch TV for an hour, half an hour.
Right, and I've got and if I got to TV, bullshit for 15 minutes.
And there was nothing on BBC because it was for like Teletubbies or something.
Yeah.
And then you flick over to CITV and
or
you
go, Blue Peter, which I also didn't
I'm
like.
Wasting my half an hour of TV on some prat in a pink suit with a long extendable dog lead that when you press a button it made things go back in time and you go... Huh? Oh, it didn't go back in time. You've pressed rewind on the bloody tape player.
It just angers me so much. And you know what? The only saving grace is I didn't even realise that was Neil Buchanan.
Did you not?
No.
Because he wears a big blue traditional French, like Leonardo, maybe Italian, blue...
And he had a funny moustache.
Apron. Funny moustache. Can I just point out, scroll down, show the listeners, show me how many VHSs this got. There were...
One, two, five, three, four. Fumph.
There were five Zap volumes.
Sunk.
One, the bumper video comic, and then the final one was the wildest ever Zap video. How wild could it get?
I mean, is it just all the people that create the show in just burning all the other tapes?
Possibly. And I would describe the comedy in the show as weak.
Awful.
So yeah, Daisy Dares You, we get a bunch of kids, say, in a swimming pool, and then their inside would be some prop master's semi-decent attempt to create a car in the water, floating in the water. Mm. Then they would have to be in the car in the water and paddle along in the water to the other end of the pool. She'd be gurning and flapping her arms around, and then eventually they'd do it, and everyone would go, yay.
They all did, Daisy.
It always felt like... Every segment was just playing for time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how guys, long can we drag this another out? Episode? What do you want to do? Daisy's got some kids. All right, well, how can we humiliate them? That's what she did. She was just humiliating everyone.
She was a right minx. Cuthbert Lily was the prat. Smarty Artie did things with...
The handyman, they creeped me out.
The handyman were creepy. They're the ones hands. With the rubber gloves that did magic.
There wasn't good magic either.
Yeah, it was really awkward. But let's go to the actual episodes, because some of the descriptions of the episodes are rather wonderful. List of Zap episodes is a Wikipedia page.
Good.
Let's go to somewhere in Series 4. Here is an example of what's happening in Season 4. Cuthbert has a new hobby.
What is it? Skateboarding! That's it. That's the premise.
Smart Artie puts on a magic show.
Right. The handyman, what do they do?
Finger dancer.
Question mark. What's they doing?
Guitar/donkey.
Daisy, what's she doing this up?
Daisy dares the kids to catch a water balloon at a high jump.
I wonder what happens after that one. Probably it bursts, because it's the lowest brow comedy in the entire world, and it's funny when people get wet in the face.
I think it's full of noxious gas.
But that is literally, I reckon, each show is a bit like Curb Enthusiasm or something like that, where they just improv it. They're like, guys, this episode, basically, Cuthbert, just wait at a bus stop. Episode 4.7, Cuthbert attempts to wait at a bus stop. What is possibly funny about that?
I tell you what is funny. Cuthbert fancies an ice cream. That's if he can get into his piggy bank.
Oh, Cuthbert goes for a ride in his car. The only way that could be funny is if he crashes, smashed into a tree, and fucking dies.
This show is terrible. I would like
so
to
much.
Put an asterisk after everything I'm saying, which is it's
it
for deaf
me
kids.
So angry, and I wish it wasn't made for deaf kids. That has ruined it.
I wish my mum would have told me at the time, don't get so angry about the show because it's for deaf children.
Also, I don't think I was really that angry. I don't know why I'm so angry at it now. It's just some repressed rage.
I remember this being an active waste of my time. And if you're like seven and you're conscious of your time being wasted,
if you hated Zap, let us know.
Please do.
Please tell me that you were alone. If you knew it was for deaf kids, I'm not interested. It's smarty pants. Oh, actually, I knew it was for deaf kids. Well, good. Good on you. What were some of the comments?
Loved this program. The happiness I felt when the hands were chosen. What?
Is it sad that I pissed myself when he sneezed and the pizza flew on the man's head? Yes, it is sad.
I should learn how Zap episodes 1998 to 2000 that are recorded from CITV.
Somebody's just bragging about owning episodes of it. Yeah, I've got... Hey, Ali. Hey. I've got some episodes of Zap.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to set them on fire.
Great. Series 7... wow.
It looks great.
Here's the creep. Oh, here's some music again.
It just sounds like...
This makes me feel pain.
If I had a nervous breakdown, this is the sort of music that would be playing in my head as it happened.
All the music was a little like Heart Attack. It was It was like library music.
Rock, rock, rock.
So you now you're looking at it now knowing it's for deaf kids.
Yeah,
can
now
you see?
I feel like a fucking asshole, so thanks a lot.
So he's just fallen off a chair and it says crash. 130 episodes.
I know what they should have written underneath it the whole time. Don't laugh. Whatever you do, don't laugh. Because this isn't supposed to be funny. We're just trying to explain what sounds are to you. That's what it should have said. And at the end of it, it should have just been a picture of all the producers and showrunners just come out and apologise in BSL. That's what it should have been.
Well, we can hope when they reboot it that that will happen. I'm just going to find the intro to Finders Keepers.
Why?
Because I think I remember the theme tune.
We've only three episodes.
No, I just want to play the audio
basically
for it.
The gist of it is we hate Zap.
Going through a house, taking stuff out of drawers.
Rooting around your dad's cupboards, finding things you shouldn't.
Encouraging children to get in trouble.
Yeah, that's good. Great.
Give us a bit, Neil. Come on.
It's a very good waistcoat as well, Neil's got on. The kind of waistcoat that Neil wears at the start of Finders Keepers isn't the kind of waistcoat that you can get now every day. For nowadays, suits. I had to buy a suit recently. You get two types of suits.
The non-waistcoat version.
You get ones that make you look like an estate agent. You get ones that make you look like you're in fucking Mumford & Sons. I don't want to look like either of those things.
You want to look like a big cake.
I think I've got really bad deja vu. Have I already said this?
No. You may have been talking to another human about it.
But Buchanan has got a great...
I think we should give them a bit of patter of Neil. Not from this. Let's go to Art Attack and just... we've done impersonations of him. Let's actually hear him.
I mean, why would we bother? We've done impersonations.
Because he's done it so well. And my accent especially was absolutely...
Yeah, very strong. There you go. This one's going to be good. But what would you give Zap out of...
Oh, look.
There it is.
Here's the one. Here's the one I was talking about.
He's got paint. It's got loads of paint.
Loads of paint.
And that's quite cool, that.
Yeah, you say it's looking cool. It's terrible. Hang on, let's do it. I have, of course, picked a bit where he doesn't actually say a damn thing.
All right, so what about this?
Just take some of this ready-mix poster paint you get in a bottle and just squidge a little dot out onto your paper. And get another colour and go round it. A circle.
Oh, it's quite hypnotic.
I find this so therapeutic.
Yeah.
Go round with another circle.
Approximately 2 metric gallons of paint.
Just
right
so
now.
So much paint. Go round that. It's like a BP oil spill right now.
Imperial kilograms of paint.
Take one of these cocktail sticks.
Shove it in your eyes.
And this is the good bit. Start in the centre, just flick out.
Whoa.
Going right through.
Just make
the
a mess. You're just going to make a big mess.
But I did love his style.
Buke.
Anyway,
great.
The fact that we hate Zap so much made me want to go back to Art Attack because I loved it. What would I give Zap out of 1,990?
I mean...
I will give it 300 bonus points
so hard
for
it
being
for it.
Actually for deaf kids.
You've like basically played the deaf card. Like, if I was really mean to you and you'd be like, oh, actually, he's deaf.
Yep.
No, I've done that in real life. It's a bit out of my stand-up that I'm not going to tell now. It's a five-minute bit. But I once got really angry at some kids... on the train because they were making a lot of noise in the quiet carriage and I was like, can you shut the fuck up? And one of them turned to me and was like, sorry, my friend's deaf, and he was like making noises, you know, like deaf people. Oh, this just can't end well, you know, when people who
no,
are
I
deaf when they speak
saying.
When they sign they can sometimes make noises as well. So he was signing making noises. I was trying to read Raymond Carver Dandy. I was trying to make envelopes
the
in the quiet carriage. And these kids were like that the whole time. I was like, what the fuck is going on, man? I stood up, I was like, excuse me, it's the quiet zone. Can you be quiet, please? And they turned to me and they went, sorry, my
Well, it didn't help they were all flicking the Vs and telling you
exactly.
to F off.
Yeah. Arseholes. They were just trying to watch episodes of Zap, now I think of it.
Yeah, you need to listen to that. I would give it a bonus 300 points out of 1,990, so I'm going to give it 300 points.
I'm going to give it 299 because it's minus points for me.
I think it's the first one we've actively picked because we actively loathe it.
I was like, shall we do this app? Because I fucking hate it.
No,
and then
I hated it too.
Went, oh yeah, we'll do that. And then I'm going to find any way possible to make Ross feel like a fucking arsehole because I'm going to find out that it's for deaf people. Oh, but what a great fact. And you've genuinely shocked me.
You should take it to your next dinner party,
listeners. Take it to my grave.
Take it to your next 5-star review of our show.
Take your VHS.
I just write to begin with. This podcast taught me that Zap, which was not a very good show in the 90s, that mixed sketch comedy with even worse sketch comedy, was for deaf kids.
Impressive. Now, I just want to do a quick corrections and omissions. I got some important information today from one of our New Zealand listeners.
Go on.
We're worldwide, baby.
Worldwide.
They said, they've just been listening to an early episode of Sabrina. He said, Brittany was in the Sabrina and Melissa Joan Hart video.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany was in Sabrina because Melissa Joan Hart was in the film Drive Me Crazy, which Britney Spears did the song for, and it was based around that whole thing. So the film Drive Me Crazy, which is the song Drive Me Crazy by Britney Spears, had Melissa Joan Hart in it, so that's where their friendship began.
That's a great fact.
And she also said he didn't mention the Teen Angel, which is the show we're going to talk about, Sabrina crossover.
No, I didn't know about. Flipping way.
So that's two great things. So thanks, Emma. That's my brother's girlfriend in New Zealand who's listening to the podcast because she Skyped my mum and dad, and my mum's doing hardcore PR work on the podcast.
I love your mum.
Thanks for downloading, everyone. So we were new and noteworthy on iTunes.
We were. Thanks very much.
Thanks for that, because you downloaded it.
And that made it happen.
Apple decided we were new and noteworthy.
We are at 1990s podcast on the Twitter.
We are not a deaf podcast.
We are 1990s podcast at gmail.com.
We are.
I'm at Ali Plum. You're at Cheap Meat.
I'm at Cheap Meat.
And we're very grateful for your listening.
Thank you.
We will do some new shows.
If any of you like Zap, unsubscribe immediately.
Or send us an email. You might win a Gladiator soundtrack.
And you might win an Art Attack jumper if I decide to buy two.
If you buy one.
That is a good prize. An Art Attack jumper.
No, that's like 23 quid. Let's not do that.
Well, listen, if we get some more listeners out of it.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to buy one
cold-blooded
each. Then we're going to take a photograph of ourselves.
Yeah.
Professionally, ofs.
Yeah, obviously.
And then you can see what they look like. And maybe at a special time in the future, maybe our 50th episode.
50th app live show.
Our live show at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
We'll turn up wearing them and then we'll fire one out of a t-shirt cannon, which will be a bit difficult because it's a bit chunkier than a
t-shirt.
We'll
fire one out of a PVA glue bottle that I'll just stamp on really quick.
I'm going to fire it out of my Boeing gun.
I'm going to fire it out of using the anger I have towards Zap.
Nice.
Just a lot.
Right, thank you very much again.
Thanks,
and
Ali.
We are going to tell
you. Thank you to you. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks, Ross. I'm going to tell you quite politely.
Yeah.
To stay witchy, bitches, please.
And you know what, Ali? Listeners, lovers, friends, stay witchy, bitches.
Good.
We'll see you next time.
Hello.
On Strictly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.